Welcome to the finish line of the Boston Marathon. Congratulations to all of you on a job.
This was the sound of the finish line for the 2015 Boston Marathon. People were pushed up against the metal fences on either side of the street, holding up signs, ringing cowbells, and waving clappers in the air. Spirits were high, despite clouds and constant rain. Marathon runner German Kurang shares his experience of his first Boston Marathon.
It's the best and worst. You know, it's the best race out there. But the worst condition today was cold, wet, windy, you know, but I made it to the finish line. I'll definitely run this race again, but hopefully in the future it's a better condition.
Bill Kotaska finished his 13th Boston Marathon at 3 hours and 13 minutes.
Did it feel good to cross the finish line?
It always does. It's the most awesome feeling in the world. That's why I keep coming back. There's nothing else like it, really.
Kotaska was one of the runners who ran during the 2013 Boston Marathon.
And I saw the commotion and all that. No, I had no doubt that I'd come back. And really, it was Boston, but it was like a whole nother level of Boston as far as just the energy and the positive energy that was in place last year. It was incredible.
Displaying some of this energy, Mike DeLoss and Marcus Uran were among the crowd at the finish line.
I mean, security is ramped up, but not as much as last year, and I think it's a lot more relaxed this year, and they're a lot more celebratory this year.
There's a lot more security just because of what happened, but, I mean, this year's really fun. Not the last year wasn't, but everything was kind of just more relaxed, and you can have fun.
The weather was a lot nicer last year, so
true.
I think a lot more people were out here, and a lot more people were having fun, kind of celebrating, like, coming back out for the marathon.
After talking with the MIT students, I ran into Una Corrigan, who finished her 7th marathon and 3rd Boston Marathon.
That was my first Boston, 2013. A lot different than today. It was warm and obviously less security. But I'm very fortunate to be able to come back and run it again under different circumstances. I try to not cry because when I cry, I hyperventilate and I can't breathe. So it's like I wait till after I've crossed the finish line to cry. And it's just an accomplishment and just glad it's done.
Joe DeSilva and Tom and Susan Corwin spent their afternoon laughing and cheering while the runners finished the race to the end.
It was a blast. I have a really good friend who's running from New York, so we kept an eye out for her, made some signs, and the weather was not great, but it wasn't as bad as it, I think, could have been, so it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it makes you feel really lazy.
Pretty much. Nailed it. You know.
You feel like a terrible person.
I've been in the bars drinking beers, and they're running. So.
Tom Corrin has joined the marathon crowd for 10 years, and the only one he missed was the 2013 marathon.
That was one of the very few years I didn't go. I was one of those people that was supposed to be here.
The Corrins talked about the difference they felt coming back to the marathon this year and last year.
It was back to normal. There was a little bit more of a, all right, this is just normal now. We're going to have to do the security stuff, and you feel fine.
Everybody expects it now,
yeah.
Too. This is how it'll be from now on, and everybody feels, I think, better about it and safer and comfortable coming with their kids and stuff. So
yeah.
I think it's a good thing.
Congratulations. Nice race out there today. You're all winners. You're all finishing the 2015 Boston Marathon.
Reporting at the finish line from Boston, Massachusetts for WAMC News, I'm Aubrey Prisbiz.